Hello, I am your host, Dr. Tan with Tana Ministries. Welcome to I Speak Life Inspirational Podcast, where we walk by faith and not by sight. Again, thank you for tuning in to this podcast. I pray that you are blessed and definitely encouraged. Good evening, good evening, good evening. I'm your host, Dr. Tan, and this is I Speak Life Inspirational Podcast. I wanted to just come tonight and just give you some words of encouragement, some inspirational wisdom. And tonight's podcast is titled, Be Like Abraham, Not Jonah. Go with God. Again, this podcast is entitled, Be Like Abraham, Not Jonah. Go with God. Tonight, I just wanted to shed some light on how we can be more like Abraham and not like Jonah. And let me tell you what I mean by that. We all know that God told Abraham to leave his country. And it talks about that in Genesis 12:1. And the scripture reads, the Lord had said to Abram, go from your country, your people, and your father's household to the land I will show you. And so Abraham, he did exactly that. He picked up, got all his things together. He was getting ready to leave a place that it was common to him, a place that he was familiar with, to go to a place that he didn't know. But ultimately, he trusted God. He went because he trusted God. And so Abraham was obedient. And then we have Jonah on the other hand, where God had told him to go and preach at Nineveh. So we talk about Jonah's, the verses Jonah 1:2, where it says, arise and go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry out against it, for their wickedness has come up before me. And so God had told Jonah, I need you to go to Nineveh. And instead of Jonah obeying God, he disobeyed him and he fled. Now, one thing we have to remember is that you can't run from God. You can't hide from God. And whatever it is that God wants you to do, you're going to have a choice. And the choice is you can either do it voluntarily or involuntarily, it's going to happen. And Jonah found out the hard way. Because even though God spared his life after he allowed the big fish or the whale to swallow him up, he allowed him to be placed back on land unharmed. Once Jonah realized that it was best to do it God's way. And we have to understand that obedience is better than sacrifice. 1 Samuel 15:22 says, behold, to obey is better than sacrifice. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Isaiah 1:19 says, if you are willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. So God's promise to us is if we are obedient and willing to do his work or his will or whatever he has called for us to do, that we will eat the good of the land. Now, the problem is that sometimes we allow ourselves to get in our way. We get in our own way. A lot of the things that we go through on a daily basis are self-inflicted. And we give the enemy too much credit because we say, oh, this is something of the enemy. And it could actually be a result of the consequences or result of the actions that now we're just reaping what we sowed. And so we have to make sure that we're sowing good seeds so that when the harvest comes back up, that we are reaping the good benefits. We can't sow seeds of discord, seeds of negativity, seeds of hatred, jealousy, envy, and expect to reap a good harvest from that, because whatever you sow is what you're going to reap. And it talks about that in Galatians 6 and 9. So we have to be mindful of what we're sowing, sowing with our deeds, sowing with our words, sowing with our actions. We have to be mindful what we sow and how we sow. But let me not digress off the topic, and let's go back to Abraham and Jonah. And so what I'm saying, and I won't be before you long tonight, is to be more like Abraham. When God tells you to go, go. It doesn't matter if you, if it's uncharted territories, if you're if it's an unfamiliar place, if you're not, you don't know why you're going, if you feel uneasy, wherever God sends you, he's already made provision for you. God will never send you somewhere that he has not already paved the way, because Joshua 1 and 9 says that he is with you. I think I told you on the last podcast, wherever you go, he's with you. And so we don't have to worry when God sends us. The problem we have is when we try to figure out in our finite mind, when we're listening to an infinite wise God to tell us to do X, Y, and Z, and we feel like we can tell him how it should be done. Remember, our thoughts are not his thoughts and our ways are not his ways. We have to be mindful of that, because he has infinite wisdom and we have limited wisdom. He has unlimited forgiveness and mercy. And our forgiveness and compassion or mercy is biased. It's relational. It's based on certain things. God's love is unconditional and universal, where our love sometimes is conditional. And so because we cannot see past where we are, we have to trust in someone that is the creator of all things. He's omniscient. He's omnipresent and he's omnipotent, which means that he's all knowing, he's all powerful, and he's everywhere at the same time. And so we also have to understand, as Psalms 103 says, it is he that has made us and not we ourselves. In other words, we were not created for ourselves. We were created for his purpose. And when we understand that we are created for his purpose, then we can be like Abraham and go where he sends us. And a lot of time God has to get us out of our comfort zone. So he might uproot us out of a place of our comfortability, you know, kind of like when he told Peter to step out the boat to walk on the water. The boat symbolizes a comfortable place, familiar place. The water symbolized a place that was unknown. And a lot of times God is trying to get us to stop being complacent. We get too caught up in the norm. We're not willing to change, to embrace change. So sometimes God will uproot us out of a place that we have been comfortable in, and he will set us on a different journey. Because he knows that because we are so comfortable, we'll get, our focus will be diminished. And we'll start taking our eye off of him, because now we didn't get comfortable in our surrounding. And we feel like, well, we got it now. We know what to expect now. We don't have to depend on God as much now. Well, no, that's not true. In all things, acknowledge him. In everything, you should pray. Thessalonians says to pray without ceasing. That means you pray all the time about everything. And so what we learn, let's think about some key things about Abraham that we can take from him. He had faith. He trusted God. He believed in God. As a result, he received generational wealth. God's covenant was his promise of protection for him and his family, his descendants, his lineage. God wants the same for us. He was obedient. And when I think about what he did for Abraham, the covenant, the promise, the generational wealth. I think about Psalms 34 and 8. It says, oh, taste and see that God is good. How do you taste and see? Obedience. Living a righteous life. That's how you taste and see. And once you do that, God says in Psalms 103 that we're not made for ourselves, which we just talked about that. But he says, you know what? If you can do that, if you understand that you're not made by yourself for yourselves, that you're made for his purpose in Psalms 103. Then in Isaiah 1 and 19, he says, you're going to eat the good of the land if you're obedient and willing. That's the promise. We want to be obedient and willing. We want to be obedient. Because God has promised that he will bless us. But let's think about Jonah on the other hand. Jonah was disobedient. He didn't fully submit to God, even though he believed in him. He didn't fully submit. He wanted to do it his own way. He thought it was Burger King. He could have it his own way. It's not Burger King. It's God's way or the highway. You can't straddle the fence. You either can't be lukewarm. That's what the Bible says. You're either hot or cold. Either you're for God, you're going to do what he needs you to do, be obedient, serve him, worship him, live your life according to his purpose for your life, or you're not. You can't pick and choose days that you want to be on God's side and then on the other days you're going to be on the enemy's side. The Bible says you can't serve two masters. You got to pick one. Choose this day which one you will serve, scripture says. You got to choose. So Jonah thought that he could just do what he want to do. How are you going to run from God when he created the world? Where are you going? He said, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. That's what scripture says. So where are you going? He got the whole world in his hand. You can't run from him. Now, you can hide from people, but you can't hide from God. Everything that you do, he sees. He knows before you even do it because he is God. We have to be mindful that even though Jonah repented and turned his life around after he was placed back safely on the land and he did what God told him to do, the fact that he was reluctant to do it, it's grieving the spirit when you don't do what God tells you to do. Grieving the spirit. Got to be obedient. Jonah was spared by the grace of God. And so the reason why I'm telling you this is because I know a lot of times we are faced with situations every day. And a lot of times we have, even I have been a Jonah. I have chosen to not do it God's way. And then I found out the hard way. And only to have to start back over again and do exactly what he told me to do in the beginning. So, you know, it's like going around in complete circles. There's nowhere around it. God has a call on your life, and the call that he has on your life, it's tailor-made just for you, and he knows that you can handle it because he's equipped you with everything that you need to walk this journey or the purpose that he has called for you to fulfill in the kingdom. Sometimes what we do is we think that we're not fully equipped. We put more confidence in ourselves instead of in God, and we puff ourselves up to be more than what we really are. And then when things start to happen where we are getting ready to be moved out of our comfort zone, we kind of freeze up. And that's only because we haven't put the focus where the focus is. God is our source. Everything else is just a resource. Your job is a resource. God is the source. Everything else is a resource. God is the source. And when we put God in proper perspective in our lives, then we understand that we can do all things through Christ. That's what that scripture means. With Christ, we can do all things because he is the source of our being. He is the source of our hope, our joy, our peace, our love, our faith. He is the source of it all. Without him, we're nothing. So be obedient. Wherever God is leading you, go. Yes, you might have some doubt. It's okay. God will give you a peace which surpasses all understanding. Go with God. Be Abraham, not Jonah. Wherever God is sending you, he's got you. You don't have to worry about what's going to happen when you get there because God is already there before you go. God sends his ministering angels with you. They go before you, they are behind you, and they're right there with you all the way. Scripture says that God will never leave you nor forsake you. Go with God. Don't be Jonah. Be like Abraham. Because Abraham understood that obedience was better than sacrifice. And I'm convinced that God has so much in store for you and your family, the generational wealth, the abundant blessings. He wants to give you so many blessings that you won't have room enough to receive. Oh, taste and see that God is good. He wants to give you abundantly above all that you can even think of or imagine. He wants to give you that Ephesians 3:20 type blessings. But you got to be obedient. You got to do what God has called for you to do. Walk in your purpose and not in your pain. And what I mean by that is, even though pain has a purpose, a lot of times we allow our pain to overshadow what God has called for us to do. Walk in your purpose. Walk in your purpose. So tonight, as I close, I just want you to know that God is good. He did it for Abraham. Abraham was obedient. And he experienced the hand of God, the favor of God, the protection of God, the love of God, the peace of God. His family experienced it because there's a lot of times it's not about who you know, it's who you connected to. And if you're connected to the source, if you're connected to God, then all things will work together for your good to whom have been called according to his purpose and that love the Lord. Stay connected to the true source. Stay connected to God. Go with God. Be like Abraham and not Jonah. I just want to thank you tonight for tuning in to I Speak Life Inspirational Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Tan. Until we meet again, God bless and be encouraged. Good night.